CW Denmark, Green Bay's real news and great conversation, a Civic Media radio station.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. President Trump's week of meetings with foreign leaders culminates today as Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky visits the White House. ABC's Mary Bruce has a preview.
The president and Zelensky will sign a deal to share Ukraine's mineral resources. But Zelensky is also looking for security guarantees from the president to prevent Russia from invading again. And so far, Trump hasn't been willing to give them.
Federal judge may have dealt a blow overnight to President Trump's plans to cut the size of the federal workforce, ruling that the Office of Personnel Management does not have the authority to fire workers. Authorities in New Mexico say Gene Hackman and his wife, Betsy Arakawa, appeared to have been dead for some time before their bodies were found at their Santa Fe County home Wednesday. Search warrants said pills were scattered near Arakawa's body. Day 15 in the hospital for Pope Francis, but the Pope's condition no longer described as critical by Vatican sources. This is ABC News. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis said he's investigating how two brothers charged with sex trafficking were allowed to travel to his state after leaving Romania.
My brother and I are largely misunderstood.
Andrew Tate, a self-described misogynist with millions of followers, is accused with his brother of forming a criminal group, allegedly luring women to Romania and sexually exploiting them. Andrew was also charged with rape. Police raided the home of the far-right influencers and arrested them in 2022. Andrew, a vocal supporter of President Trump.
That's ABC's Victor Oquendo. President Trump, when asked on Thursday, said he knew nothing about their arrival in the U.S. Rose Jerome died this week in New York, the 113-year-old believed to be the world's oldest living Holocaust survivor. She fled Poland while 9 months pregnant, lived in Japanese-occupied China, arriving in the U.S. in 1947. There are estimates that about 245,000 survivors are still living. Brian Clark, ABC News.
Are record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With limited incomes not keeping up with the lingering effects of inflation, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596. That's 800-506-5596. Or visit www.kwwf.org.
I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section at wgbw.fm.
The Bucks bury the Nuggets. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Denver Nuggets were coming off a recent 9-game winning streak, but the Bucks held them off 121-112. Milwaukee has now won 5 of their last 6. Bucks center Brooke Lopez.
Yeah, I think it shows us who we are. It doesn't matter what anyone else thinks, but it shows the guys in the locker room what this team's capable of, who we are, and justifies the goals we have.
The Bucks outscored Denver for the first 5 minutes of the final period. Head coach Doc Rivers.
I thought our fourth quarter offense had pace tonight, you know, 37 points in the fourth quarter. And we're just talking about us not scoring, and today we did it. So we know we can do it. We just can't lose our pace.
So the Bucks head to Dallas now to play the Mavericks tomorrow. College basketball, UWM with a win over Oakland at the Panther Arena in Milwaukee, 71-66. Marquette is at Georgetown, 7 o'clock tomorrow night. Baseball, Brewers with a win in Arizona, 12-5 over the Kansas City Royals. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. The legendary Gene Hackman has passed away at the age of 95. If you haven't already heard, Hackman, his wife Betsy Arakawa, a classically trained pianist, and the couple's dog were found in their New Mexico home. Authorities say they had been dead for a while. Hackman was the star of films like The French Connection, The Poseidon Adventure, Mississippi Burning, The Conversation, and Hoosiers. The late great Hackman moved to Pasadena, California in 1952 after he got out of the Marines and met Dustin Hoffman at the Pasadena Playhouse, where both were voted least likely to succeed. Seems like a pretty cruel award to give to another adult. Despite not having leading man looks, Hackman says he never cared about that and just wanted to act in any capacity. Hackman retired from acting in 2004 and moved to New Mexico, where he became involved in the arts community and wrote books. Gene Hackman is quite often referred to as the greatest American actor. He won Oscars for his role in The French Connection and Unforgiven. Gene Hackman was 95. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
It is going to be windy with falling temperatures and a few sprinkles or flurries likely today. The wind out of the west to northwest gusting to 45. We'll get to the low 50s by lunchtime, but temperatures will drop quickly into the 30s by late this afternoon. Tonight, the wind will decrease down to 17, sunny, colder tomorrow, high of 28. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp now 37.
Rational Revolution with Mark Becker.
This week, and we ask the question, where is the GOP? And we ask it to former RNC chairman Michael Steele.
Rational Revolution with Mark Becker. Saturdays at 2, Sundays at 1 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Matt Nair on Air.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. Here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Mino the Mayor here, hour number two. Boy, that wind is howling out there. Let me see what direction I get.
Todd, this is what I want played when
it's
we...
coming from the south.
When we walk out tonight.
What you got?
What you just played.
The you want that?
Yep.
Okay.
All right. It helps promote us.
You're right.
In terms of this station.
It's a good point.
And it's good energy.
Yeah.
That's not sister's thing.
Again, they
may
have already produced it, so whatever they decided on. But next time, which, yeah.
Nancy here says, your walk-up song should be, I am the morning DJ at WOLD.
Oh. I am the morning DJ at WOLD.
Playing all the hits for you, yeah, wherever you may be.
We can change our call.
Love that song.
Change our call 19, letters.
Let me tell you exactly. You don't even have to look this one up, Todd. I'm telling you. Todd.
Yep.
Todd, I'm telling you. That was January of 1974.
That would be right, because it was released in 1973. So yep. Then, yes, it would have been a hit in January of 74.
There you go. All right.
I don't want to walk into that song.
I used to love Harry Chapin.
Oh, yeah.
Man. I still listen to his stuff.
Yeah. What city was... you killed in a car crash? What city?
New York. Brooklyn. Was that?
Hempstead.
Nope. Oh.
Anyway, okay. He was here.
Was he?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Do we have Mark here?
He didn't come with a band. He
just, Mark's on the line.
Mark Houston.
Oh, Mark. He sat on a stool. He was... Terrific. Hey, Mark.
January of 1974, I wasn't even born yet. I just want to let
thank you, Mark.
Get out of here.
Well, it's always nice to have somebody on that starts it that way.
Back it up, Mark. Yeah, back it up.
Wow. Wow, 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 wow. Hey, Marcus. So are you sick?
I am not. Well, I will say, I have a cold. It's a little cold.
Are you going into work?
Am I what?
Are you going into work? Okay, because
yeah.
Jim and I were just talking during the break.
I've got a cold, but it's we've probably been preached to us of when to go into work. I think the biggest thing is washing your hands. And I was probably one of those people who didn't always wash my hands the best. But it's a crazy time. You know, it got warmer. It was cold. Got warmer. We're gonna go back and forth here. It's going to be a beautiful, like, 50-degree day, and then it's going to drop off tomorrow.
High 25.
Care of
really?
Yeah. No, he's right. I mean, it's a roller coaster weather pattern, yeah.
Is it, Mark, people keep talking about this virus A or some, is there a specific, because we've had people here, like, you can't believe, get this, and it's not a 2 or 3 day thing. I mean, it's lasting, like you're saying. Medically, has this been identified or anything like that? Because it is really prevalent.
Yeah, John, while you're at influenza A.
Yeah, that's what's right.
Yeah. But that's probably what a lot of people, it's going around. I think hand washing is good. Yeah, I think it is. Just covering your mouth. You know, I mean, We all have to take care of ourselves. We will all end up getting sick. It's just part of life. And some people get sicker than others. What it comes down to it, one thing I just want to talk to you guys about was, it's probably how do we use our medical facilities? And right now in Green Bay, and I'm sure it's in Appleton and Oshkosh, the medical facilities are getting very tight with beds for the people who are sick. So if you go to, if you're going to go in for an emergency room and you just have a cold cough, you know what? You may sit there for a while and you're taking up resources when maybe you can just be at home and take care of yourself. If, you know, if your symptoms get worse, there are reasons, there are places and reasons to go. But it's you have to kind of just use common sense. And when people say, geez, I sat there for 3 or 4 hours, different conditions are going to prioritize being seen. The challenge is if we get too many people sick, we run out of beds. It gets tougher and tougher to say.
We
got a text here from one of our favorite people, Coach Kathy. I'm on day 9 of being sick with this.
90, and she's very healthy, eats healthy, she walks every day. Wow. I think it's good, though, to stay home. I do. I know you want to miss work. We need you at work, but you know what? I don't want to get sick.
I think it's one, it helps you hopefully get healthy sooner. I think the other thing is we just don't spread it.
Right.
But fact of life is when you put a lot of people in an area, and if you have colds, coughs, and viruses, and you keep on passing them, and they just keep on getting passed, and it's been a challenge in different areas, and it's a challenge that we just have to, you know, see if we can manage ourselves without putting everyone else in a bad situation.
Yeah. You remember during COVID, the flu dropped to like nothing.
Yeah.
And so we kind of know how to get it to nothing, and yet then COVID kind of, you know, whatever, goes away or gets under control, and we're right back to where we were. I know people get sick, but it's preventable, correct?
I'm one of those probably 50-50 because we, like you said, Jim, did we learn some things in COVID? Hopefully that we learned some things. Some people don't believe in COVID, but the fact of life, it was probably out there. Some people, just even a cold cough, it's just like, hey, how do you take care of yourself? And washing your hands, if you want to use a Lysol and wipe down surfaces from doorknobs to tables. But we do, you know, people can get sick. It doesn't matter if you live in Wisconsin or if you live in Florida. People will get sick. It's a challenge.
Yeah, we have guests in here pretty much every day. Actually, we do every day. And if they're sick, that's okay if they come in. I'm getting over a cold, or I'm just feeling a cold coming on. And it's so, we don't want to be disrespectful, but it's hard to shake hands with them. And you want to, because that's what we do, right?
Well, plus your mouth is 3 inches away from the microphone here. Those germs can jump off there.
So we have to just say to people, look, I don't want to be rude, but I don't want to shake hands. Or can we shake hands and wipe them off right away? Because we got a thing of Lysol.
Mark,
right,
we got now, one of the things here. You got a little thing here for your segment today from Bell and Sports Medicine. When to go to the emergency room and when to go to urgent care. Okay, I know this isn't completely your world here, but the other day when I went to pick up a prescription and the pharmacy had to wait for the people to come back from lunch or whatever, and they've got one of those blood pressure machines there.
Yep.
And I did it, and it was like mind-boggling high, okay? And I was thinking, should I go to the emergency room or an urgent care when it's this high? And that turned out the next day I did it on a different, and it's like completely opposite. So I don't know if the machine was out of whack, but it really got my attention because my bottom number was in 3 digits. And it's like, what? So what should a person do if they're in that situation?
I think you have to look at your blood pressure and you have to say, okay, what are my other symptoms? Do you have a shortness of breath? Do you feel sick?
No, I felt pressure, fine. Yeah.
You know, you may not always feel blood pressure. It is a challenge. To be very transparent, you know, I was told, you know, my blood pressure has gone up over the years. I used to have pretty good blood pressure. Did I feel it coming on? No. Sometimes people can go, you know, 2 months, 3 months, 4 months, 6 months. It is one of those silent conditions that can increase. And then you end up in a doctor's office and say, gee, did you ever realize you have high blood pressure? as you guys all know, they have people with, you know, that white coat syndrome where you go in for a procedure, whatever, and your blood pressure is sky high. But it comes down too. So it's a body's reaction. So it's just one of those things. You know, John, you bring up a great point. They, you know, a lot of pharmacies have those. You can, you know, I think units are, have gotten much better that you can buy and use at home. Ultimately, if you should get it checked. A lot of healthcare facilities, you can come in and say, can I just get my blood pressure checked?
That's what I was wondering. Where would I go?
You could go to, you know, a lot of times you could just go to a clinic that you have and say, can I stop in and just get my blood pressure checked?
Okay.
And nurses, you don't need to have a doctor. And you guys know, if you go see a doctor for this, who's taking your blood pressure? It's the nurse.
Yeah.
You know, so a lot of times they just do a quick, it's little, you're probably in and out in 10 minutes by the time you maybe have to wait for a nurse to get to you. But it is one of those things. If you do have symptoms saying, geez, I have shortness of breath or my chest is hurting, you should get checked out. Just because if you have higher blood pressure, they can put you on medications. And
well, I'm on meds for blood pressure.
You know, I need to now get checked to say, is the level of medication they're putting me on, is it bringing my blood pressure down?
Yeah. A couple things on that. One is that, and you'd mentioned it, but those home blood pressure kits are really good. And they're not that expensive.
Yeah,
that same thing that John happened to me, like it was 5 years ago, and I went and I got my blood pressure. And we've all had friends who've had strokes, and those are
my mom
really bad.
Oh, I know.
And I think a lot of guys get them, and their face and everything, and
that's
walking
the last
weird
thing in the world I want.
Me too. So I was at that place. I went from that place to an urgent care. I was so freaked out.
Oh, really? Yeah.
And the guy's
I was freaked out. I'll be honest. I'd never seen those kind of numbers before.
That guy was not singing praises for the machines in pharmacies. He's like, look.
Okay.
Not that we have to put a quarter in or anything. He goes, look, that's not where you want to get your blood pressure ticket. Now, like Mark said, I want to just say they've upgraded them.
Jim, you're right. I mean,
they've upgraded them.
But if they're with technology also nowadays, some of those ones you can just have at home. You can literally turn it on and it connects. You know, I have one that connects right to my phone, so I can you strap it on and then it records it, and then I can go in on my phone and show my doctor, hey, here's my readings that I've had. You know, I've taken 2 readings a week, and you know what are my readings? So now I have, you know, let's say 7 weeks, so that's 14 data points. And they may say, oh, geez, you're high here and low here. You also have to be consistent. You know, are you taking it always in the morning? Are you taking it in the evening? Are you taking it after you drink a cup of coffee? Are you taking it before? Are you taking it in high stress times? So if you say, geez, I take it randomly, well, they may want to know, you know, why your number is sometimes up or down. Yeah.
No, you're supposed to take it the same time every day and, you know,
exactly
flat on the floor. But you can write down next to it, you know, something that happens, like I got my American Express bill today, it's going to be a little high. So there's things that can...
Well, I did have that little road incident, remember?
Right.
The lady almost clobbered me on the way there. Yeah. One of those things where somebody, you know, the turn signal has been red long enough, and this person still in the big SUV decides they're going to turn right in front of me, and I'm supposed to stop when I get the green light.
See, that's at least 10
And that
10
happened
points.
Right before
that's
I got there.
That's at least 10 points.
Yeah. Mark, can you stick around?
I can.
Mark Houston, Bell and Sports Medicine. Quick break. Back right after this.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
If you're living with dry age-related macular degeneration or dry AMD, you may be at risk for developing geographic atrophy or GA. GA can be unpredictable and progress rapidly, leading to irreversible vision loss. Now there's something you can do to
slow it down, get it going slower.
Eyes iSurvey is proven to slow GA progression.
iSurvey gets GA going slower.
iSurvey or Avastin Captid Pagel is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. iSurvey can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. iSurvey may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about iSurvey today.
iSurvey gets GA going slower.
Visit iSurvey.com. That's iZERVAY.com.
New Denmark Brewing, Duck Creek Winery, and Denmark Distilling are Northeast Wisconsin's hidden gem. The first winery, distillery, and brewery all under one roof. Everything handcrafted on site. Relax while enjoying a craft cocktail, glass of wine, or one of their craft beers. Visit New Denmark Brewing and Duck Creek Winery and Denmark Distilling on County Road R in Denmark, Wisconsin. Or check their Facebook and Instagram for upcoming events. DuckCreekWine.com. Taste the trifecta.
Join Lou Rugani for the Music of the Stars every Sunday morning from 7 a.m. until noon. Lou brings back the nostalgia from the golden age of radio with the music, drama, and comedy shows that made radio magic. Music of the Stars is sponsored by Lakeland Care, providing personalized support that aims to improve quality of life and maintain independence for elders and those with disabilities. It's the Music of the Stars, Sunday at 7 on 97.9 FM and 1590 AM WGBW, Talk of Green Bay.
From Hobart to Bay Settlement, 97.9 WGBW.
Hey, welcome back. Mine with the Mayor here on WGBW and WISS. Mark Hewson, our very special guest from Bell and Sports Medicine. Mark, let's talk a little bit about one of the things sports-wise that we always talk about is overuse and things like that. And wow, is there getting to be more of a trend in the things I read? And, you know, I'm one of those guys, I can tell you anything you want to know about physical fitness because I read all about it, okay? But are they ever starting to stress a lot more of rest days? That rest days are a lot better for you than the old theory of I'm giving her every single day. And rest days are the most important days, they're saying now. Have you seen that, Mark? And where has that come from?
Yeah, I don't. Well, I mean, it probably really just comes to, you know, what we call overuse injuries. But I mean, you're right. I mean, rest days, and we've also talked about this. We've gotten into the point of like, how much sleep do you get? You know, it's not a matter of, you know, doing practices in the morning and evening or engagement and saying, hey, well, I did 4 hours of activity today. Yeah, it would have been better for you to maybe sleep in.
Okay.
Get your eight hours of sleep. But yeah.
You said I don't have a good memory, Jim. Here's what I remember. Some days it's okay to sleep in.
My kids are runners, and I was one of my goals, run a 5K with them, and they sent me the schedule, the training schedule for like guys who are our age. And the first day was, believe it or not, the first day was like just a day of rest. And they called. Right. They said, "How you doing?" I said, "So far, so good."
you could have done anything that day, and you're acing it.
Right, I did the first day, but then it started up, and it was really mild. I mean, to run a 5K, I mean, you should be able to do that today. But it just it's very incremental, small steps.
Yeah.
But my point on this is, there's a rest day in every training schedule.
But not 99% of the time when I end up with my injuries, my gouts, my whatevers, my inflammations, it's because I get all fired up and you see me, look at this, 15,000 steps today, 12,000 steps. And then I come in barely walking. What happened?
You rest for a couple months.
Well, because I get those injuries.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that's the thing.
Sure.
So, Mark, you got to be more encouraging for me to take time off.
You need triple rest.
The guy works 3 hours a day.
Wow, here
but,
we
you
go.
Know, I think, you know, you guys bring up a great point. You know, even our young athletes or a 20-year-old, you still need to do a rest. You need rest days. It's okay to not work out every single day. And I think we need to remember of when you say rest day, maybe that's just going for a walk. Maybe that's not even doing a lot of activity, but maybe it's how do you work your mind, but you relax at home.
Right.
It's not spend time with your family. You know, I mean, it's not
splurge day.
It's helping physically, but it's probably helping you mentally, emotionally, spiritually. I mean, there's rest days, and they're made so you know, it's relaxation. Like, you don't have to do anything.
You know, I got a question here, because my physical is coming up on Monday at my doctor's office. They send you a pre-thing physical to save time, and a questionnaire, rather. And one of the things was, do you get a minimum of 20 minutes of brisk walking or working out 3 times a week? That's like their minimum that they kind of want you to do. And that's very doable. 20 minutes, 3 times a week. But it did say brisk, not just, you know, sauntering.
Yeah, but, you know, you could literally, where you live, John, down there, you could walk up and down the trail 3 times a week and do real well.
There's a lot of goose crap.
And he's got to leave his apartment.
Yeah.
No, but you want to pick it up or
clean no, the but city? I joined the Croc Center, though.
John.
Oh, gosh.
I drove by there the other day. Said to Donna, you know what? Mine will join that. Look for your car. Didn't see it. How many times have you been there?
4.
In a month.
Well, yeah, but.
But you're not going to get, you know what? And I hope they'd charge you because you are on that program. What's it called?
Silver
Sneakers.
Yeah.
Yep.
And they don't.
Great program.
Great program, but go.
No. Yeah, you're right. I'm not going to argue. All I'm saying is, though, I was doing great. I was doing fantastic. I was coming in. I was bragging about everything I was doing. And then what happened? I inflamed my Achilles tendon because I pushed it too hard, too fast. True, Todd?
That's where I would say. That's, I think, John's biggest issue, and it's probably not John's. It's our world. And that's why they even talk about, you know, you hear it with the pro athletes, load management. It's a matter of how much are we going to stress the body, but how many times you're going to do it.
That's what I mean. Yeah.
John just started probably doing the running and the hard activity, and he's got other parts of his body that aren't ready for that.
However, what John?
Whenever he says however, I'm going to get insulted some way. Go ahead.
Okay, we're paying for John's membership because it's part of the Medicare program. But you really need, I thought you had to go 3 times a week because that's, what is it, $60 a month there, 40? You don't know. But, okay, here's what I'm saying, Mark, and I know he hurt himself, but there's other stuff. Even if you're injured, you could just go and, use his upper body, push weights. You could go, you don't like swimming, but you could go in the pool and just go in the shallow end. And Wade and go walk back.
Can I tell you another thing, though? With this virus that's going around, this influenza, that's where a lot of those things kind of get spread, is at workout places. Right, Mark?
Mark?
Mark, are you there?
People who people who go to workout places.
This question, you know?
What?
It's a challenge. You know, I mean, Jim's right. It's not just lower body. It's upper body. It's you could like I said, you don't have to go to the for the program. I understand it.
You go sit in the sauna.
They have a sauna there.
You know, I mean,
do they have a sauna?
They're not going to give you credit go to a sauna.
I'll look.
Oh man, that would be odd because you can sweat weight off that way.
Yep.
Yeah, John will be there. Twice a day for 7 days.
I would. I'd love a sauna.
There's nothing. Saunas are okay.
Oh, they're great.
Yeah. No, I. Here's what I'm saying.
Saunas are the greatest things ever invented.
You joined, you know when Goj's looking at you.
You what?
The Department of Government Efficiency.
What do you mean?
You know, they're kind of cutting out waste.
Oh, you're saying my membership is a waste?
Elon Musk. Oh, we found a guy in Green Bay. We are paying $60 a month, and he's only going once a week.
I found the biggest case of waste of federal money ever. Look at this guy. We're paying for him. Get out of here. Mark Houston, get better, my friend. We always love having you in the studio.
Thanks, Mark.
Thanks, guys.
You're the best. Mark Houston, Bell and Sports Medicine. When we come back, TJ Bowles, Aaron Arsenal, Hybrid Wrestling Entertainment, game on at Badger State Brewing tonight. Back after this.
Jokers to the right, here I am, stuck in the middle with you. Yes, I'm stuck in the middle with you.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home of Mino and the Mayor.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Well, we can already see around Wisconsin. The weather is going to be a challenge this spring. I'm Pam Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news for a Friday. That's why you being involved as a citizen scientist is so important to the National Weather Service as well as our Wisconsin State Climatology Office. Bridget Mason is an assistant state climatologist, and she says the information gathered by individuals across Wisconsin very much helps them when it comes to forecasting.
So Wisconsin's weather can vary a lot from place to place, and we understandably don't have official weather stations everywhere to capture those local differences. So by having volunteers measure precipitation, we get a much more detailed picture of precipitation patterns across the state, which helps us to track rain and snow and hail, which our office can then put these events into historical context.
Bridget Mason, she's our assistant state climatologist. Tomorrow's the official launch of Rain Gauge Rally 2025, an effort to get more citizens involved in the weather reporting process. If you're interested, go to WisconsinWeatherWatchers.org, WisconsinWeatherWatchers.org, and get involved.
You've heard about Lely Center Monroe and how Lely Robotics can improve your dairy operation. Now's your chance to see it firsthand. You're invited to view it all in full action at an open house at Burnell Martin's Dairy Farm Wednesday, March 5th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. in Fenimore. Discover how this operation started with three Lely Astronaut A5 robotic milking systems. And in 2024, increase production per cow per day while reducing the cost of labor. Register and enter for a free cow brush at Lely.com.
Giving back, it's at the heart of the Wisconsin farmer, and it starts with supporting the backbones of our community. That's why the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board invests in soy foam for our firefighters. Soy foam TF1122 is the first and only firefighting foam green screen certified at the gold level. As a PFAS-free firefighting foam, it's safe for you and the environment. A safe future for your community. Thanks to your soy checkoff. Learn more at wisoybean.org.
And two of our Wisconsinites have been selected to be a part of the U.S. Farmers and Ranchers in Action Board of Directors. The newly elected directors include Terry Quam, a member of the Cattlemen's Beef Board and a beef producer from Lodi, and Corey Geiger, that serves as the lead dairy economist for CoBank. He's also a sixth-generation farmer in the dairy industry in Northeast Wisconsin. Find out more about these two on our website, MidwestFarmReport.com. While you're there, sign up for our daily e-newsletter. I'm PM Yonke.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
It is going to be windy with falling temperatures and a few sprinkles or flurries likely today. The wind out of the west to northwest gusting to 45. We'll get to the low 50s by lunchtime, but temperatures will drop quickly into the 30s by late this afternoon. Tonight, the wind will decrease down to 17, sunny, colder tomorrow, high of 28. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 40.
It's almost here. The 7th annual Fox Cities Kids Expo is coming March 1st. It's coming straight to downtown Appleton from 9 until 2 p.m. This gigantic expo has everything you need to entertain your kids. There's going to be fun. There's going to be education. There's going to be adventure. I saw the word dinosaur while I was looking through it. Everyone loves dinosaurs. Don't have to be just a kid for that. Don't judge me. Learn more because there's way too much for 30 seconds by going to wgbw.fm and click events.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our station are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
About half of us will experience a mental health concern at some point in our lives. I'm Lisa Hale.
I'm Terry Barr. So let's open up about our mental health on the next new Wisco Weekend.
Saturday mornings at 8, Sundays at 11 on WGBW and WISS.
For WGBW and WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. A wind advisory is in effect today throughout the listening area. Winds of 20 to 30 miles per hour will be common, with gusts up to 45 miles per hour expected. Unsecure objects will blow around, tree limbs may be downed, and power outages could occur. More details coming up in the weather. If you are planning on taking the ATV, UTV, or other motorized vehicle to the Marinette County trails, you might want to make other plans. County officials closed the recreational trail system to all motorized vehicles effective today. The closure is to protect the trail bed from damage caused during the spring thaw and breakup. The trails will reopen once conditions can support traffic without damage to the trail. Timber Smith is a formidable force in the Fox Valley community, working for the City of Appleton as the Special Assistant to the Mayor for Community, Culture, and Belonging. Smith is also the co-host of the city's Appleton Engaged podcast. Smith says it's his job to create a more connected community for Appleton residents.
We're just people, and we want good things for our families, and we want safety, and we want good schools for our kids, and we want a good job that we feel respected in. We're not different. So when I'm doing these podcasts, I'm hoping to strip back some of the layers to show through narrative, through answering of questions, through whatever, that we sure share a whole lot together, and that's what makes us community, and we should probably take care of each other.
As a Black man working within the Fox Valley community, he appreciates Black History Month efforts and especially likes stories that feature a modern, everyday look at African-American lives.
Sometimes it's not about the extraordinary. Sometimes it is very much about the ordinary.
Outside of his work for community, culture, and belonging in Appleton, Smith also extends his reach to the entire Fox Valley community with his personal podcast, The Kosh, for connecting community, promoting service, and encouraging belonging for all living in the Fox Valley area. Timber Smith is a modern-day Black history maker. I'm Lisa Hale for WGBW and WISS News. For news anytime, visit civicmedia.us.
Take Mino and the Mayor with you anywhere. Download the Civic Media app today from the Apple Store or Google Play Store. And text the studio directly, all from the Civic Media app. Download it today. Now, once again, here's Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here on WGBW and WISS. And now it's time to talk some wrestling with TJ Bowles and Aaron Arsenault, HWE, Hybrid Wrestling Entertainment. Game on at Badger State Brewing tonight.
Tell our listeners that you're announcing tonight, and not like they don't know, but you're going to do fine, John. I'm not too worried about that.
Hello. Yeah, you're getting prepped for that,
he
aren't
is,
you?
He is, man. All
I'm
week.
Psyched. I'm psyched. I'm psyched.
All week.
One of my favorite things in the world, two things I've always wanted to do is host a game show and be a boxing or wrestling announcer.
Oh, well, this is your opportunity. This
exactly.
Is.
So thank you for that.
Ooh. Yeah.
This is going to be fun tonight. Tell us a little bit about what's all going on.
What's up, TJ?
All right. So Hybrid Wrestling Entertainment presents Game On tonight. First and foremost, we are actually raising money for Extra Life, which is in association with the Children's Hospital of Wisconsin.
Awesome. You guys always do great benefits.
Love it.
Which makes me so happy to say that online, we are completely sold out. As far as tickets at the door go, get them while you can, because we are already projected over 200, 220
wow.
For confirmations and stuff like that. This is going to be the biggest event we've done yet, which is amazing because I thought this was going to be a down show, like a little bit lesser, because yeah. Last show was huge.
Yeah.
You know, that's usually how the waves go, but this is going to be a big one, and I cannot be more excited and happy that we are able to do so much for the Children's Hospital of Wisconsin.
And doors open at?
Doors open at 6:30 p.m. tonight, a pre-show match at 7:10, and then the actual bell time at 7:30 p.m.
Okay.
So people who don't know about this, because back in the day, wrestling was big. I was talking to someone about this, and they tell me a little bit more about the event. I know are you fighting tonight?
Yes, sir. Main event, Aaron Arsenault against your boy Roy. We're defending the heavyweight HWE championship.
So that's your belt you won?
Yes, sir. Yeah. Okay. I won that against Adam Grace, who was here at the last show.
Ooh.
Adam was pretty confident going into that match.
Pretty tough guy, too.
Yeah. Oh, tough guy, yeah, for sure. And I also beat Ethan, who was on here before that. So it seems like every time someone comes out here.
Hey, wow,
it's like Gladiator, what'd you do? Did you kill him? That's why they're not here anymore?
Jeez, we're not
you're the last man standing.
The last one gets the belt.
That's awesome.
You got to hold up that belt. That's
so cool.
Incredible. Wow. And so you're wrestling for that tonight.
I'm defending it tonight, correct?
That's what I meant. You're defending
correct.
It,
yes.
And he wants to take it back.
Well, he wants to try it. I'm the first ever longest reigning, last reigning heavyweight champion, and your boy Roy is going to try his best.
Ooh, this guy's like a little confident.
I like
all right, this is going to be fun. And you're the feature match, so.
Of course.
All right. Of course.
Your boy, Ray.
That's awesome. And tell us a little bit.
Or Roy. Roy. Yeah, I'll get it right.
A little bit. What John and I are going to be participating.
Let's not get their names wrong.
No, not these
yes.
guys.
Yes, Mino and the Mayor will be there tonight. Special guest ring announcing one of the matches.
Outstanding. Wow. Boy, we go from doing a dog show last week to wrestling this week. Yeah. We're versatile,
We're moving up, I'll tell you that.
This is great. Good.
Thanks for inviting us to that. We're excited about it. We've been talking about
it. And congratulations on how popular this has become.
Oh, yeah. I remember when me and Ethan first came on your guys' show, maybe August or October, and we were, just, hey, let's hope we do good. We were worried about doing good on the show, and then we were worried about the event, the wrestling event that night. And since then, honestly, and no doubt, also because of the support from you guys and your listeners and everything, we are selling out now. It's amazing.
It's awesome to hear.
And everybody's, being all thankful and, congratulatory towards the sellout and everything. And I'm like, that's great. April. And then hopefully April goes great. And then I'm going to be like, June.
Well, if you're turning away a couple hundred people, you might look at a little bit more. I mean, that's pretty cool. I mean, you got to feel good about that. You got to feel great about that.
Badger State people are great to you, huh?
Oh, love Badger State. They've been very supportive from the beginning. Anything that we ever need, they're there for. They let us do our thing. It's so nice, so great there.
Aaron, tell us a little bit about your history and getting into wrestling. How does this start?
Oh, man.
Where does one begin?
I mean, training for wrestling was a cold barn on a farm surrounded by cows and horses and a donkey named Milton and no heater for a couple of months out of the year and just getting
Where
beat
was this?
Down.
Where
this was just south of Green Bay, a little town called Maribel, Wisconsin at
Maribel.
Dojo of Pain.
Okay.
So yeah, on a little farm, a little scary showing up, but
it's awesome.
Yeah, you got a big guy
but
in the ring who slams you a couple of times.
But that's kind of the history of wrestling. I was reading about Vern Gagne. Remember him?
Oh, yeah.
When he ran his wrestling camp in Minnesota. And I remember the guy I was talking to, Nikita Koloff?
Yes.
Okay, when I became friends with him. And he was saying at that place, same type of thing, just an old barn. They're out running in the cold. They're, it's very Spartan-esque.
Yeah,
part of that was how bad do you want to do this?
Yeah, flipping tires and carrying bales of hay for your blow-up drills. It's farm
Holding
work.
On to electric fences.
Yeah, we got to test it and hold onto the fence.
Wow.
And do you really get shocked from those?
I do. I mean,
you do, huh?
Yeah.
And how long have you been doing this?
Let's see. Just past about 6 years. So
you've been at this. Your body seems to be holding up.
Physically, yeah. We're doing so far so good,
Wow. This is going to be fun tonight. Are you excited about this match?
Oh, of course. Absolutely excited. I get to show off how great I am. Get to show off my beautiful belt. Get to show off my beautiful scarves and mustache. So.
Yeah,
don't
take this the wrong way, but I can see where you're going to be the pretty boy of the, gorgeous George of the night, right?
It's okay. I've been called pretty before, thank you.
But isn't it kind of a victim-villain thing?
A little bit, I think it's just natural. You see, what's Roy, 21, 22? This young little kid's really still got that bright eyes and bushy tail and really trying to
his hopes
prove
and dreams.
Himself.
Right.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
You take that all away.
Okay.
Hopefully.
We got a text and it says, did anyone notice that the donkey's name was the same as the mayor's
dog? Yeah, I let that go. I did right away.
Thank you, Rick.
Listener. Yeah.
Now, what is a workout like, though, to stay in shape for this? I mean, we were talking, I was trying to get Mark Houston from Bell & Sports Medicine to agree with me that resting days are a lot more important than workout days. And he didn't really go that. So, we all try to work out and whatever. What does it take? Because when you're out there, man, you're showing everything you got. So, what does it take to have a pro wrestler's type body these days?
Oh, man, apart from cardio nonstop, right, I really learned about 2 years ago how important, stretching and a little bit of yoga and a little bit of, those recovery days actually are. It's a massive difference between sitting in a car for 8 hours in a drive right after you got slammed on your back a couple dozen times and then wake up the next day and don't feel so good. But hour or two of stretching, man, that's a game changer.
Okay. Tough guy, right? I mean, you got the gold belt. Tell me about yoga. I mean, you're doing that?
Well, not necessarily yoga, but just stretching in general, right? So I do personal training on the side. apart from wrestling. And so obviously
you're a trainer?
I do, yes.
Oh,
oh. So, what about the mental health?
He's got a trainer. Can you believe that?
Yeah. So you got to have that stretching.
You have to add that.
Why do you mean I just said that? You guys got something in common. You're both personal
okay, that's
trainers.
What it is. Could stop there. Okay.
Yeah.
You said mental health. You know, I just saw a really important thing about like burnout from wrestling, right? And actually the importance of burnout, because if you hit that burnout, if you hit that point where you absolutely crash out and absolutely need that break, it just means that you were really trying your best and really putting in 100%. If you never break, you probably weren't putting in 100%.
Hmm. Do you lift a lot?
All the time.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like heavy, like, you know, bulk lifting or more,
well,
a lot of reps?
I mean, I'm not out here doing, you know, 300 for one rep or anything. You know, it's more about, you know, the muscle endurance and about keeping the cardio up in the ring. Cause like, you know, you want to be able to go for those long matches and
that's
maybe
what I mean,
be able to dig deep after a while.
I'd argue cardio is actually more important than just brute strength.
Cardio is way more important.
Honestly, 100%.
Yeah.
So how long do you run? Like if you get a treadmill or did whatever, how long would you go?
You know, it's nothing. I don't do anything crazy, you know, 30, 45 minutes.
Oh, okay.
If you get like that spare hour, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
What do you do outside of this?
Personal training, yeah. So,
okay, that's your full-time job. All right.
So personal training on the side. I do a couple classes a day where I get to kind of steal my own time where I do my own stretching.
Right.
Like that's their stretching.
Right. What are people looking for with their I know what Jim's looking for with his, but in general, when somebody hires a personal trainer, what are they looking for?
Oh, it's all over the place. I mean, I've got clients that are 70 years old that just want to not be in pain every day. Oh. I've got clients that are like 22, 23-year-old that are trying to, like, again, lift as heavy as possible. So we're all over the place.
Okay.
Some people want to lose weight. Some people want to gain weight. Some people just want to feel
better.
What
do you tell people to do if they want to lose weight? When they come to you and they say, I want to get in better shape, but I also definitely want to lose weight. What do you do?
Oh, it's all diet.
Free advice.
Yeah, just
every time somebody comes in here, that's, of course, everybody's smarter than us. But,
yeah,
let me tell you something, Jim. The world of radio. You've only been doing it for a year and a half or whatever. Todd, what's one of the main rules of the world of radio?
I don't know.
Like
you get every free advice as much as possible. You damn right.
Expert of everything.
Snag a pen and pencil and write this all down. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
It's all diet. It's all consistency. It's all about finding what works for you.
Do you tell them to like not eat carbs or anything like that?
No, I don't do anything crazy like that. Carbs are good for you.
I like this guy.
Got a text. I'm not even going to use the same word. But remember the days of small person wrestling? Sky Low and Little Beaver were the headlights wrestling at the Brown County Arena.
I've heard of a Little Beaver.
I have not. That is before my
I've also
knowledge.
Heard of a professional wrestler in the area named Shortstack. So, oh,
of course,
yeah,
know
oh, yeah.
Shortstack.
Yeah, absolutely.
So tonight there's how many matches?
Seven, eight, including the pre-show.
Oh wow, that's a lot of activity.
Oh yeah, it's action packed. And again, general admission is only $10.
Oh
yeah.
Wow,
we are pretty good on providing entertainment value for money.
If like, people want to give, somebody's listening or somebody comes here tonight and it's like, man, I'd love to try that. I've always wanted to. What would be step one?
I always say, because we get that a lot.
I'll bet.
First thing I would say, is, a lot of people are like, oh, I would like to try that. I can help. I have a lot of ideas. Ideas are
sure
a dime a dozen.
Do. Yeah.
Where can you fit in to actually assist in producing a show?
Yeah.
You know, if you want to help out with the show, cool. We have heavy things that need lifted.
Yeah.
We have lights that need to be ran. We have camera work that needs to be done. We have a lot of stuff like that. If you want to get in and be in the ring action, first off, a lot of people are like, oh, I could do that. And, you know, I could do something easy, like be a referee. That's one of the most difficult jobs. That is an orchestration. That's not the easiest thing to do. If you want to be
part of the whole.
Oh, you are the ring
general.
They
have a role.
You are the unknown ring general in many circumstances. Right? But if you want to get in and be a professional wrestler, there is a school down in Oshkosh, the ACW Training Academy. There is one out in La Crosse, Wisconsin, ran by River City Championship Wrestling.
They do still have one in Oshkosh. I did not know that.
Yes, yep.
Oh, great. It's Hogschwil or Hog?
Yeah, Hornswoggle and I think Cadillac Nicolucci or Nick Colucci runs it. That's an old one. That's a throwback right there.
All right, we got to start a quick break. Stick around, fellas. TJ Bowles and Aaron Arsenal, HWE Hybrid Wrestling Entertainment. Game on tonight at Badger State Brewing. More after this.
97.9 WGBW and WGBW.FM.
Progressive knows finding your new home was a dream come true. You wanted a colonial with high ceilings, hardwood floors, and a peaceful neighborhood. And you found it. Now, every Saturday at 6 a.m., you get to wake to the sound of your neighbor's leaf blower. Progressive can't save you from your noisy neighbors, but we can save you money when you bundle your home and auto with us. Get a quote at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
Hi friends, it's Kim from Vintage Roast Bakery and Sandwich Shop. We offer from scratch baked goods and specialty drinks, full breakfast and lunch menus with online ordering, dining area, and a drive-up, and catering. At Vintage Roast, we insist on using the freshest, highest quality ingredients, and our breads are made and baked right here daily in-house. We're easy to find, just off the Schering Road exit in West De Pere, and we're open Tuesday through Saturday from 6 a.m. until 2 p.m. Check us out at VintageRoastBakery.com. We sure would love to see you.
Ready. While the teams get ready to choose their top draft pick, you can help Mino and the Mayor choose their top craft pick.
Northeast Wisconsin is home to amazing breweries, wineries, cideries, and distilleries, and we need your help picking the best.
We've drafted 10 of our favorites, but which local craft beverage creator will go to number one? That's up to you. Top craft pick creators include Fifth Ward Brewing Company in Oshkosh, New Denmark Brewing, Duck Creek Distillery and Winery in Denmark, and Captain's Walk Winery in Green Bay. Vote for your favorite now by logging on WGBW.FM and click on Mino and the Mayor's Top Craft Pick. When you vote, you'll enter a random drawing to win $250 in gift cards from participating craft creators. Don't wait. Voting ends Friday, April 18th. Log on WGBW.FM and click on Mino and the Mayor's Top Craft Pick and vote right now. Mino and the Mayor's Top Craft Pick, drafting Northeast Wisconsin's finest one sip at a time. From Denmark to De Pere, this is 97.9 WGBW.
Hey, welcome back. Mino and the Mayor with TJ Bowles and Aaron Arsenal. HWE Hybrid Wrestling Entertainment tonight at Badger State Brewing. Jim and I are going to be there. We're going to do some ring announcing.
You know, I think you're going to be doing some ring announcing. I think I'm just going to hold the rope up for him.
Dennis came in and he goes, you didn't probably even realize this, Mino, but you were kind of going off on Jim and you said, let me tell you something. And so we're like, let me tell you something, brother.
Oh, yeah.
I don't even know if you caught it, but as soon as he came in, he said that.
If you guys are willing to train in a frozen barn, I'll put you guys together. It's fine.
Ain't gonna happen. That will not happen.
Yeah.
I would like to just know the storyline. If they were wrestlers and they were wrestling each other, what that storyline would be. Which guy would be the foil?
Oh, we're looking at Stone Cold Steve Austin and Vince McMahon here.
Gotta be.
Like, yeah. So being the former mayor, being the leader, you're always punching up, right? In comedy and stuff, right? You had a position of power, and so therefore... you are the bad guy, just naturally.
Oh,
being the voice of the people, John Mino.
Yeah.
You are representing the common man.
Yes.
You are the Dusty Rhodes. You are the Stone Cold Steve Austin. God.
Yes.
The guy that BS's for a living. But anyway, all right, I'll take a bite.
That's wrestling right there.
Yeah, right. During the break, I was just how proud I am of what you've done from a business standpoint.
Thank you.
Years ago, it was 30 people. Now you're sold out. It's 220 people and a demand for even more shows.
Have you thought about running for office?
No, I
had to get it in before you did.
What I was going to say is, why the comeback? Why? What do you think brought this back? Because when Johnny and I were young, I mean, it was all the Crusher. It was just that's a little bit different. But what I'm saying is it was a big deal. And now you've brought it back to a big deal.
So
on a local level,
I would argue nationally was an impact in the sense of professional wrestling was always the word they use is kayfabe. Kayfabe. Everything is real.
No, say that again.
Kayfabe is the name.
Kayfabe.
Yes. So what that means is Rowdy Roddy Piper, he really is from Scotland, and he really does hate Hulk Hogan. When it's not that, right? I feel nationally, honestly, a lot of the it's been unveiled a bit, mostly because of talk shows, mostly because of behind-the-scenes stuff, mostly people talking about it. And initially, a lot of the old-school wrestlers, a lot of the old-school talent found issue with that because that was against everything they were raised on, right?
Wow.
But we have gone through that point, and now it is more recognized, and it's more, okay, so this is entertainment, and like let's get behind it. And now, at this point, once the soreness is gone, once the Band-Aid's been ripped,
ripped off. And everyone's like, no, it's not what we thought it was. Now everyone's accepting it for what it is. And actually, I think that's making people love it even more, honestly, because now it is fine and it is okay to be a fan of this entertainment. So with that brought into a local level, it's just capturing that essence, getting people excited for, because we've always had the great talent here. Honestly, like, I am going to be very biased here, but I would argue that Aaron Arsenal, one of the best technical wrestlers that I know of in this area. Yeah, him and me, you know, we do a lot of traversing, but he's one of the best, and he's going to hate me saying this, but one of the best technical wrestlers I know, right? And so we've always had that talent, but now that people are learning to accept it and be cool with it, now we get to show everyone why you can get excited for this, why this is so neat. Still, ultimately, not everybody can do it because you get the crappy out of you. Like, right. you get really torn up doing this. But for those who can do it, you get to live vicariously through them. And it's not shameful to be a fan of professional wrestling anymore. It's an art form.
That's awesome. That's cool.
That makes a lot of sense. I want to go back to that word you used. K-Fagan? What, how do you spell that?
K-Fagan.
With the K?
Yep.
Okay, that's why I couldn't find it. It's two words.
One word. So there's a lot of...
Okay, I got it. Go ahead.
There's a lot of professional wrestling talk that is... It's our carny slang. Language. Our lingo. Yeah, carny is what they call it, you know.
Outstanding.
That we know what it means.
We'll live that. Do you ever tell your clients that you're also a pro wrestler? Do they come out and watch you?
They can when they want. I'm down in Madison, so they don't run a lot of shows down there. But yeah, we've done a couple. They're always interested. They're always trying to see...
Because I remember when I did a thing at Hornswoggle's place and was doing a story on this one guy who was like a UPS delivery guy and walked into a place and like the girl had like just like, ah! It's like, are you so-and-so? My boyfriend took me and goes, yeah. And it's just funny, you know, you're wearing the brown uniform, delivering a package, and then the night before he was, you know, superstar whomever. Mm-hmm. I think that's good. He says, yeah, I love it. He said, I think that's fun.
Well, it's always great to go to class the next day and have the clients show up with like, I took this picture of you last night.
Exactly. I think that's neat.
And you can still train the next day?
Oh, of course, yeah.
I'll be like, ah.
It's the stretching that I need.
There you go.
You keep talking about stretching. Give us a little advice on that.
Just take your time and build to it. You know what I mean? Like, you can't just walk out there and lift 300 pounds on your first try. So you're not going to be able to bend over and touch your toes on the first try. So you build it up the same way. Take your time. Drink plenty of water.
Because I get an Achilles problem. I mean, I really do. I get a bone spur, and then Achilles gets inflamed. And then I was in a walking boot here for a few days. It really sucks. But I didn't know you could do stretching exercises for your Achilles tendon. When I was at Bell and Sports Medicine, they're like, well, don't you do... I didn't know there was anything to stretch your Achilles. So, I mean, you really have to be muscle-specific at time, don't you?
Yeah, some people got specific needs like that. Some people need an Achilles. Some people got a bad shoulder. So, kind of got to know a little of everything.
And then you stretch before you do your workout and after.
Yep. After is, like, real quick. Just recover everything else but that before. Like, get your body ready. You know what I mean? Like, we're not all made of, like, magic and rubber bands anymore like when we were 19. So, you kind of got to prep the body.
Cool. Got to ask this. How much protein do you eat a day?
I mean, go for like, you know, 200 grams, something like that, you know, 1 gram per body weight and you're golden.
Because if you work out as much as you do, you really do need that to sustain, right?
That's definitely a good rule of thumb. You just said, you hear that?
200.
No, he just said a gram per body weight. So he weighs
gram
200.
Per body weight. Yeah.
So you weigh like,
you know what?
To 240.
You know what takes me off? If you try looking that up, they have it in kilograms and everything like that. Have you ever noticed that for some reason?
No one knows.
How much is a kilogram? Knows. How fast did he run? No one knows. Hey, this is going to be fun tonight.
What about us men of color?
Thanks for bringing this to the community. We're excited to see you tonight at Badger State Brewing. I mean, hey, check all the boxes.
This
you
man guys, next to me is headlining it. He's headlining all
Arsenal! Who are we announcing?
Marvelous Ethan Matthews and D'Angelo Steele.
Nice. D'Angelo.
D'Angelo!
My man.
I had a buddy named D'Angelo. Remember that? Maybe it's him.
All right. Yeah. We're going to see you tonight.
Badger State Brewing. We're going to be there tonight. TJ Bowles, Aaron Arsenal defending his World Heavyweight Championship belt. Back after this.
This is the talk of Green Bay, WGBW. Earl Ingram.
Imagine if 65% of the EPA's funding were slashed for you and your family. Join me and my guest Sandy Williams as we delve into the pressing issue along with the recent news of Elon Musk gaining $2 billion control of the airspace system.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings at 9.
Hey, it's Brian from Heights Pub and Parlor, 217 North Washington Street in Green Bay.
And I'm Ashley. Get your happy hour on every Monday through Thursday, 2 to 6 p.m. with $4 rail mixers and drafts and $3 bottled beers.
Plus, we've upgraded our kitchen. We now use lard in our fryers for healthier, tastier food. Check out our prime Angus burgers, pressed paninis, and our fresh walleye.
Hosting a party? Book our second floor parlor with a third level loft. They're perfect for get-togethers.
Heights Pub and Parlor, online at heightsgb.com or follow us on Facebook.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
This is 97.9 WGBW Denmark, Green Bay's real news and great conversation, a Civic Media radio station.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. President Trump's touted progress in shrinking the federal workforce, but a federal judge in California ruled that the Office of Personnel Management does not have authority to order the firings of probationary employees. But ABC's Rachel Scott says the ruling is not so clear-cut.
The unions that were suing the Trump administration celebrating this move, saying that it is a legal full stop. But the judge here not really providing so much clarity on what this means for workers that have already been let go. Will they be rehired? And again, only suggesting that these firings should stop, not ordering it.
Today, President Trump meets with Ukrainian President Zelensky. The two expected to sign a deal that grants the U.S. access to Ukrainian resources. The investigation in New Mexico continuing into the deaths of Gene Hackman and his wife. A warrant said Hackman was found on the floor, his wife in a bathroom with a space heater near her head. And Pope Francis on day 15 in a Rome hospital, but no longer critical. This is ABC News.
I'm Lisa Hale with W.